here's a story from The World.
One more development from the war in Ukraine. Mega yachts owned by Russian billionaires are on the move. They're looking for safe harbor. That's because the assets of Russian oligarchs have become the target of a new campaign that President Biden described this week in his State of the Union address.
We're joining with European allies to find and seize their yachts, their luxury apartments, their private jets. We're coming for you, ill-begotten gains.
The Biden administration launched a task force called KleptoCapture. Its aim is to track down and seize the assets of Russian oligarchs and officials. For more on how this could work and the impact it could have, we reached out to Bill Browder. He was once one of the most prominent foreign investors in Russia, that is, until the Kremlin expelled him in 2005. Browder is now the CEO of Hermitage Capital Management. Bill Browder, to start off, who are these immensely rich Russians that U.S. officials have targeted, and what's their relationship to the Kremlin?
These are a number of individuals, I would say around 100, who have become enormously rich, richer than you can ever imagine, through their relationship with the Russian state and with Vladimir Putin. In Russia, rich people are in partnership with the government, and most importantly, Putin is holding his wealth through these rich people. And so these oligarchs are like the offshore bankers for Vladimir Putin.
Would you say that these oligarchs are part of Vladimir Putin's inner circle?
Well, I would say more than that. I would say that they're part of his financial infrastructure. They're kind of his way of holding assets in the West, where for a long time they were safe.
Should we assume that these oligarchs support Vladimir Putin's policies and so that they were supportive of the invasion of Ukraine? Or is it more murky than that?
I think the oligarchs, it doesn't really matter what they think. They're instruments for Vladimir Putin, instruments that could be discarded, imprisoned, or killed at any moment if he finds them to be either adverse to him or annoying to him in any way. And so a lot of people are saying if we go after the oligarchs, they might turn on him. That's a naive assumption which doesn't take into account the way the situation really works in Russia. And so what they think is irrelevant to how this is going to play itself out in the future. But if we go after these oligarchs and their money, what we are doing is depleting Vladimir Putin of offshore assets that he can use to fund his war in the future.
Could the oligarchs turn against Putin? I mean, is that a possibility? And would it have any impact?
Well, I'm sure the oligarchs are all privately seething at him right now because their net worth are all down like 90%. And then a lot of them don't even have access to whatever their net worth is because it's all sanctioned and frozen. But that doesn't matter because these oligarchs, even if they were to have private bad thoughts about Putin, they're never going to express them publicly. And they certainly would never band together because if they did, they'd end up dead. And so it's just a simple survival question.
If you had the ear of the Justice Department, and you may well have, what would you tell them is the best approach to pursuing these oligarchs? I mean, what are they doing right now? And what do they need to do to be more effective?
The State Department and the Treasury Department need to draft up a list of between 50 and 100 of the biggest oligarchs who look after Putin's money, and they need to then sanction those people with a few small exceptions of oligarchs who aren't looking after Putin's money. That would be literally 1,000 times more effective, and it could be done within days as opposed to these long criminal investigations, which could take months and years.
Bill Browder, your investment fund, Hermitage, once controlled more than $4 billion in Russia. At that time, you called Mr. Putin your biggest ally. Looking back, what do you make of that time in your life?
Well, Vladimir Putin certainly fooled me at the beginning of his presidency. After Yeltsin, he came in. Yeltsin was a total chaotic, overweight alcoholic. Everything was in a state of unpleasant chaos. And Putin came in and said, I'm going to try to restore order. And at the very first part of his presidency, he was kind of trying to find his feet. And the way he found his feet was by behaving like kind of what I would describe as a technocratic leader. But he was always had a plan in the back of his mind, which was instead of getting rid of the oligarchs, which is his first order of business, he wanted to become the biggest oligarch himself and then use the other oligarchs as trustees for his assets. And he got very rich. And as time went on, he figured out all the levers of power and became more and more powerful. He killed a lot of people along the way. And I never expected him to invade Ukraine. I always thought he would do what he's done before, which is these sort of small plausibly deniable things, you know, little green men in Crimea. But this invasion of Ukraine is all conventional warfare, not plausibly deniable, and really out of character for Putin because he never did this type of stuff before.
How do you think Putin will respond to these efforts to destroy his country's economy? I mean, what are the best and worst case scenarios?
Well, I think he's pretty mad at this point. I think he's furious. I think that the way he deals with his fury is by trying to ratchet up and fight harder. So I think the Ukrainians humiliated him militarily, and he's ratcheting up the fight over there. We've humiliated him economically, and so we should expect ratcheting up the fight on the other side. I would imagine that any Western company that owns businesses there will have it seized and renationalized. I can't imagine that that's not going to happen. And I think we're in for a really ugly time in all different spheres because of Vladimir Putin.
Bill Browder, given your own past experience in Russia and your expulsion from Russia, how safe are you today, given the long reach of the FSB, Russia's intelligence service?
Vladimir Putin always kept one foot in the civilized world when he had the other foot in the criminal world. Now he's taken both feet and put them in the criminal world, so I think that my risk has increased quite dramatically. But it doesn't mean that I'm not going to fight for justice, and it doesn't mean I'm not going to fight for the Ukrainians now in whatever way I can help them in my position as a sanctions specialist.
Bill Browder was one of the most prominent foreign investors in Russia until the Kremlin expelled him in 2005. He's the CEO of Hermitage Capital Management and heads the global Magnitsky Justice Campaign. Thank you very much.
Thank you.